Americana music, a huge inclusive umbrella, not a musical genre, but rooted in many genres, country, folk, blues, jazz, R&B, rock and roll, I could go on. If you're of a certain age, you may recognize Americana music as very similar to the eclectic mix of music you heard on Top 40 radio in the 60s and 70s. The country rock of Byrds, Eagles, Linda Ronstadt, folk rock and blues of CSNY, Jackson Brown and the Allman Brothers, and even country artists like Johnny Cash, Jerry Reed, and Dolly Parton. Before corporations started pigeonholing music onto separate radio stations, we listened to a bit of everything. What you may not know is that there's currently a diverse group of amazing young artists creating exactly that kind of music today. This is John Ford. Join me for my shows on the home of Human Crafted Radio, KXFM 104.7 in Laguna Beach, AM Radio from 3 to 5 p.m. on Sunday afternoons, and AM in the AM on Tuesday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m., where I play a bit of everything, old and new, under the umbrella of Americana music.
Been taking my time, trying to find all the secrets you keep in your mind. I've been waiting for ages, turning the pages, trying to toe the line. Waiting for a sign. Sweet Angeline, look at what you've done to me. Got me feeling like a leaf on a breeze. You make me weak in my knees. Won't you sing your song for me?
Oh,
I have Robert John on the Rec right here in front of me. And welcome, guys.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Thanks for having us.
All right. You all hear yourself and everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Gosh.
Good morning.
It must be the coffee. I'm 100% so far. Now that I've said that, I'm going to screw everything up from now on. We have Robert, Henry, and Warren. Robert, you're the leader, the vocals, guitar. Henry, your guitar. Warren, your bass. So we got the
most important people.
You got that right.
Yeah. Is the drummer listening?
I doubt it.
Doesn't matter.
Okay,
hey, Andrew.
So you guys have been really busy, and I was just looking at all the stuff you've released, even in the last year or two. I mean, live album,
yeah.
A few new singles, and I want you to give me a little bit of a run up to today. What you've been doing in the last couple of years?
That's a big question. We had the live record planned for 2020, and then life took a different turn for those couple of years. So
sure.
We basically got to accomplish what we set out to do in 2020 and 2022, and in between kind of all that, we started getting in the studio a little bit more often instead of just once a year, kind of throughout the year, and I've been recording kind of like that in this past year.
Yeah. Where did they record the live album stuff? Was it several shows or?
No, it was one show in Brussels, Belgium.
Wow.
At the AB. And
Ancien Belgique.
Yeah. I can't say that like Henry can, so I just say the AB.
Repeat that for the
audience. I probably butchered it.
That sounded good.
I think it's fairly close.
Yeah. And we it was right in the middle of probably the biggest tour we'll ever do. Mm-hmm. I don't know. How big was, how many dates?
67 shows in 75 days.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, you guys must have been beat. Now, what time frame was that?
That was actually around this time last year. We
started the end of April. Right. I think it was like the 28th of April through July 12th.
I actually just got a notification. It was either today or yesterday from when we played the Boss Pop Festival.
Oh yeah,
which was our last show of that tour. It was either today or yesterday. I can't remember, but
yeah, it was like 2.5 months straight in Europe.
So we basically had a lot of shows to get ready for the live show.
Oh, that that helps. So you guys haven't been home a lot, I guess.
No.
Mm-hmm. Are you now? I know that you live locally, or you did live locally. I'm not sure if you still do, but and I'm pointing at Robert, by the way. This is radio. I forgot. how about you two guys? Are you guys from the area? Or
I live in Huntington Beach.
Uh-huh.
I've kind of grown up there, and I've been playing down here as long as I've been playing live, pretty much at Marine Room or Sandpiper or whatever. But I've lived in Huntington most of my life.
Okay, that was Henry. What about you, Warren?
And I grew up in Laguna. I went to the elementary school, middle school, high school.
Oh, nice.
The whole thing. And right now I'm living in Irvine, just right outside the canyon.
Yeah, sure. People in Laguna, they love this band. I've got to say. And
we love Laguna.
Yeah,
we do.
That's good.
We wish we could be here more.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You guys are so busy. So you'll be at the, I just want to, I'm going to repeat this a few times. You're going to be at the Coach House on Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 14th.
The 14th. And so, folks, I have a feeling that because this is a homecoming and it's a local crowd, tickets are going to go pretty fast. So
they are going.
Yeah, we're close to sold out. So
yeah, so get your tickets now. Call the Coach House today. Do they make you sell tickets when you're? I know that they, like openers and stuff. They have them sell a bunch.
We
of
definitely
tickets.
Have done that multiple times in the past.
Yeah, sure.
This time we don't. have to sell physical tickets and run around town to people's houses and, and tell everyone that you're going to be at a bar and you have tickets with you to meet you there.
Yeah.
Because we don't have the ability to, you know.
That's right.
So, yeah, it's a fun place to be.
And how long are you able to hang out at home this time around?
We'll be headed out on the 19th of July.
Okay. So
just a little longer.
Not long, yeah. So, now, Henry and Warren, you guys have been in the band since about 2019, is that right?
2018.
My first gig with the band, which was technically unofficial, but my first gig was actually here in Laguna at The Cliff December of 17.
Okay.
And then Warren and I met actually for the first time at our first rehearsal.
All right.
Well, and then the first,
like a couple weeks after that.
Was the first show that you guys played in the band at Marine Room?
Yes.
That was also my birthday.
And it was your birthday, yep.
Yeah, cool.
January 5th, 2018.
We'll have to remember that. January 5th. We'll send you a card.
We celebrate it, yeah. We celebrate it every year.
Well, that's cool. And you're going to the UK soon, right?
Yes. That's,
at the end of this month and then again in September.
Wow. That's, I guess that's the rock and roll life, right? So you guys have been recording quite a few new songs. So would you like to play one?
Yeah.
I mean, we'll play a recording. I've got, just so you know, queued up, I got Don't Look Down. I got West Coast Eyes. And I don't know if this is new. Pain No More?
Yeah. I mean, it's coming on the new record.
Yeah. Okay. So you got, anybody have a choice? You know,
might start off big, do Pain No More.
Pain No More. Okay. So tell me about it.
Well, fun fact about this song is we co-wrote it with Charlie Starr, who is in Blackberry Smoke.
Oh, wow.
And today is Charlie Starr's birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Charlie.
Yep. Thanks for the song.
Co-wrote it, meaning he wrote it, and then
we wrote it on a Zoom writing session while we were on the road on that tour we were just talking about.
He kind of came to us with the idea, and he sort of went, hey, I have this kind of riff thing and this sort of chorus idea, and then just kind of said, you guys just take it and
figure it out.
When you finish it, let me know. And
nice. You know? Well, those guys are, I mean, I like Blackberry Smoke. I have an Americana show, so it's kind of like the Southern rock and roll is kind of in a sweet spot. You guys are kind of in that pocket as well. To me, when I listen to you guys, I think of the Foo Fighters because they're such a great, you just rock and roll, right? Just call them rock and roll.
Yeah.
And that's what I call you guys.
Well, thank you.
But I do know that you've got a little Southern tinge to some of the stuff that you do. But before I blather on too much longer, let's play Pain No More. This is Robert John and the Wreck. A new one from them. And there it is. Didn't mean no.
stick around. Shook all the dirt, said it's time to get going. I know I'm a good man that's yet to be found.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
The Cliff Restaurant, located at 577 South Coast Highway, is open 7 days a week, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday. Live music in the evenings at the bar and fire pits every night during the summer. The Cliff Restaurant, 949-494-1956. Or thecliffrestaurant.com for more information.
Weren't we just talking about the Cliff Restaurant?
We were.
That's funny. It's amazing how that happens.
Kismet.
Serendipity.
Yeah. So, Pain No More. That's a rocker. And that was one that was the co-write, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And cool. It was produced by Dave Cobb.
Oh, man.
And he's done a couple things.
He's like
just a couple things.
He's like my favorite. I mean, every time an artist comes out with music that I really like, and I'll put it on the show, and it's like, okay, who was that produced by? Oh, of course, Dave Cobb.
Yeah,
it's crazy. He's awesome. Even say that. Yeah. It's still like every time we're like, oh, that was produced by Dave Cobb. You kind of like pinch yourself. Like,
yeah.
Oh my god, like, that happened.
Yeah, that's awesome. So did you get recorded in Nashville for that one? Or
yes,
yeah.
At RCA Studio A, legendary room.
That is. And I'm sure Dave Cobb could command it anytime he wants it. He does a lot of great records.
He has his own room in there. The upstairs is relegated to his vintage guitar storage unit, basically. And he's got a bunch of amps stored in there, and it's all like all his gears in there.
Yeah,
all over the place. It's awesome.
It's so funny. So for the radio audience, we're all sitting here with mics in our face, and somebody will start talking, and I'm looking at one guy and go, oh, he's talking.
I saw the confusion.
It's like, how'd that work? Okay, yeah, so that's Well, that's awesome. And so you've been recording also at Sunset Sound here in mm-hmm. California. Which song, tracks have you been doing there?
So we recorded there. Well, we recorded our a record called Glory Bound there, which came out in 2015 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So it's been a room that we've been in. And then this past year we were in there with Joe Bonamassa and Josh Smith, which was in the fall, I think.
Yeah, it was October.
Yeah, and then we were in there with Kevin Shirley after that.
In December.
Thank you. Henry knows dates better than I do.
Fact checker.
And we recorded two tracks with Joe and Josh, West Coast Eyes and Don't Look Down. And then we recorded two with Kevin Shirley.
Wow. Okay. So that's a room where the gold is just dripping off the walls, right?
Pretty much.
We try to collect as much as we can over there.
Yeah.
We were in the Van Halen room, and that was super cool for me because I'm a total Van Halen freak. And it was just, I've seen that picture of them all hanging out. There's like beer cans all over the floor. And tons of Marshall cabs everywhere. And I like saw the corner from the picture. I'm like, oh my God, we're recording in that room. That's so cool.
That is pretty neat. It's like, you know, I wonder if recording sessions go that way anymore. I mean, you know, just party, record, party, record. I'm kind of old, so I don't think I could do anything like that. It just takes a lot out of me, you know, when we're partying. So I wouldn't be able to concentrate. But that,
us too.
Yeah. So there's a couple more songs I get queued up here. Don't Look Down and West Coast Eyes.
Well, we just talked about Sunset Sound.
Uh-huh.
And both of those songs were recorded there, but I don't know. Let's play West Coast Eyes because we're on the West Coast, and it's been getting some love out in the across the Atlantic in the UK.
Well, let's give it some love here.
Yeah.
All right. This is if you're just joining, I have Robert, John, and the Wreck, or at least three of them, right here in front of me. We're just chatting about what they've been doing, where they've been, and playing a few of their songs. I did say before that you can call in and talk to these guys, right?
Call us.
Yeah, call in.
We want to talk to you.
That's right, 949-715-5936. You can text, but that's not nearly as fun. the same number you can text to. Yeah, I think that's what I wanted to remind you. Just call in. Let's have a chat. And in the meantime, let's listen to Robert, John, and the Wreck, West Coast Eyes.
She's got those West Coast eyes, staring right through me. Smile like sunshine when she throws it at me. It's almost just like I get hypnotized with those West Coast eyes. Tattoo from every place she's been. Almost like she's lived a thousand lives through those West
That is a rocker, and I was dancing in my chair. I was.
I saw it. High praise.
That's so cool. And, by the way, I got a text. Marilee from Petaluma loves West Coast Eyes.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks, Marilee.
It's my sister. So Yeah, we got somebody listening today, right?
Hey, yo. Shout out.
Somebody's out there.
Somebody's out there in radio land. Well, yeah, I was looking at the video for that this morning, and it looked a lot of fun to make. There was some good product placement by United Rentals in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry, for a second I was trying to figure out what I'm talking about.
That probably was unintentional, but yeah, it's a lot of good skateboarding and you know,
that's all
cliff
Robert
diving
too. We taught him to skateboard just for the video
and cliff dive,
yeah,
and rock climb.
Well, it kind of looks like your body. No, I didn't. No,
it was me.
He's a changeling.
Yes. No, it was really good. The footage of rock climbing nowadays, I used to do that in high school or in college. And now when I see that stuff, for some reason, I have this like visceral reaction to the height. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll do those commercials, with drones, with a person standing on top of a spire. Yeah. Or something, and I was like,
your palms get sweaty.
Yeah.
My palms are getting sweaty just talking about it.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had West Coast Eyes and Don't Look Down. Don't Look Down is your newest one, right?
Yeah, just came out last week.
Yep, last Friday.
Oh, man, I feel so contemporary.
4 days ago.
So, let's talk a little bit about your, well, besides the co-write, what's usually your process in the I would say writing and the studio, I guess. Are you guys in the studio kind of doing it on the fly, or you got everything planned?
I mean, I think it's always different in everything that we've been doing. In the past, it was, you know, work on songs, work on the record for 6 weeks, and then have everything down, get into the studio, know what we're doing, and then move forward like that. And just because of our touring schedule this past year and when we're home, has just been different, you know? So we've done a lot of writing at sound checks, mm-hmm. you know, just for ideas and just for little glimpses into grooves and everything. And it's kind of fun because there's not enough time to think too much. Mm-hmm. You just kind of play what you feel, and we record it and listen back and like, oh, that's kind of a cool thing.
Okay.
Which has been really fun.
Do you ever play this stuff live before it gets recorded?
We used to, I think.
We used to when we, you know, were working on it at home and we had a Marine Room gig, you know, and we'd go there and we'd try stuff out and be like, that part feels weird. This part's way too long.
Uh-huh.
Or this song's already completely done and awesome. Good to go, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so, and then, you know, we were just in the studio. We had got off the
months ago.
Yeah, got off the road, went directly into the studio, and we didn't have a ton of time before that. So we were doing stuff on the fly and figuring stuff out in the studio with melodies and lyrics and parts and everything. And, you know, we kind of just are given the time, and we figure out how to get it done.
All right.
You know, and sometimes when you have too much time,
You
think too much. And sometimes when you don't have enough time, you wish you thought longer. You know, it just goes in and out and a bunch of different avenues.
I've ruined a couple songs by having a whole bunch of time to mix them. you guys are close to selling out, right?
We're getting there.
The Coach House.
Low ticket warning.
Low ticket warning for
the
Coach House.
It's real, too. It's like, it's not one of those fake things to get people to buy tickets. There's actually a low ticket warning.
We ain't lying.
That's right. You out there in Radio Land, you can't see this, but there's actually a cherry on top of the rigging here that is flashing.
Yep.
Yep.
And they're all looking around like, hey, wait a minute.
It's really bright.
Tickets are flying, man.
Tickets are flying.
So it's the alarm's going off.
Yeah, that's for this Friday night at the Coach House. And I think I'm going to get my tickets before I leave here today because I want to see these guys. It sounds like it's going to be a great show.
It is. And we'll probably be hanging out at Docent before the show, which if you haven't been to the San Juan Capistrano area.
Oh,
Docent is the brewery that is on the other side of the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
It is the perfect pregame spot to go before going to the coach house.
Sounds good for well, I guess if you're not working on Friday. But, so the doors open at like 6 or something like that, and then there's somebody playing in front of you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Gethin Jenkins.
Gethin Jenkins.
He's a local guy.
Yeah.
All right.
You know,
awesome.
We're excited to have him on the bill.
Yeah.
My two of my best friends actually are going to be playing in his band as well, so it'll be super duper fun.
Oh, cool. So they're pretty much rock and roll group?
Country.
Country.
Country, yeah. Kind of outlaw country kind of vibe, yeah.
Cool. All
yeah,
right.
They're great. We're really excited.
Very cool. Yeah.
Have a fun show with people that we love to play music with, you know?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I always like it when I go to the coach house. It's actually a really fun place to see music. And
absolutely.
And if you, you know, if you make the right moves and go undercover, you can usually get some really great seats no matter when you get there. Yeah, it's fun. So you guys, make sure to get your tickets. You can go to the coach house. I think it's coachhouse.com or coach. Well, you know, I should have that. I should be better prepared, but anyway, so, what else? You guys want to play something live or you want to play another, recording and get ready? What do you want to do?
Yeah, let's do something live.
All right.
We'll do a little ditty.
A ditty.
Some people call them songs.
Yes. Canciones. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Close enough. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. This we have a record coming out called Right Into the Light.
Yeah.
Let me adjust something.
August 4th. And
you can pre-order that album on CD or vinyl at our website, www.robertjohnandtherec.com.
And this is a song that's on that record.
Let me see. Warren, are you going to be... Why don't you point that thing at his guitar?
He's talking about the mic, just to let everyone know.
Wrong idea here, guys.
You know, I do forget that it's radio sometimes. Because there's visually funny things that go on in this place. All right. Let's see what we're hearing. Can you hear yourselves?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Hey, yeah, hey, yeah.
Hey, hey.
All right, well, here we are. Robert John the Wreck, live in the Pearl Street studios of KXFM.
Oh, it's early.
She got a way about her, makes me wanna fall. She took me up on shelter to get away from it all. And we ain't got time, but time to waste. And all our toxic running places do. Oh, tell me, who can you love that makes you think about the past? Who makes you weak and bends you at the knee? Who can you love that makes you know that it will last? Who hopes for better days that we can't see? Is it you? Is it you? I
hope she's got me feeling that we won't fall apart. And I can't find a reason to look who we are. And we ain't got time but time to waste, and all our talks they run in place, they do. Oh, tell me, who can you love that makes you think about the past? Who makes you weak and bends you at the knee? Who can you love that makes you know that it will last? Who holds for better days we can't see? Is it you? Is it you? Is it you? Is it you? Time to waste, and all our talks they run in place, they do. Oh, tell me, who can you love that makes you think about the past? Who makes you weak and bends you at the knee? Who can you love that makes you know that it will last? Who holds for better days that we can't see? Is it you? Is it you? Is it you?
Thank you.
Thank you.
And what was the name of that song? Is it you?
It's called Who Can You Love?
Who Can You Love? All right.
And the music video was actually filmed over at the Cliff.
Oh.
Just because we've been talking about the Cliffs.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Cliff is getting lots of airtime this morning.
Thank you to Chit.
So, and how old is that song? Is that, which album is that off of?
It's coming out on this new record
that
comes out on August 4th. And it's been out for a little bit already.
Yeah, it came out, I believe it came out earlier this year.
Yeah. Okay. We got to, we recorded that song with Don Was.
Another legend.
Just to add, just to add
yeah,
to that.
You know, no big deal.
up at Henson Studios.
So we were talking earlier about, you guys been on like four of those cruises now.
Keeping the blues alive at sea.
Uh-huh. And all the same ones that you've been to? Or are there other? I mean, it seems like there's, you know, several of these cruises. They just kind of like, oh, this is an Americana cruise. This is a country cruise. This blues cruise.
Yeah, so this is the, we've been on Keeping the Blues Alive at Sea, which is Joe Bonamassa's cruise, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've gotten to be on the boat four times. And the first one was in the Mediterranean, which was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other three were out of Miami.
Yeah. I think. We did Jamaica, Bahamas, and just recently the Dominican Republic.
Nice. That must be a good time. So how many days are you out?
I believe it's like five total.
Yeah.
Like from four, getting on the boat and getting days, off the boat.
Uh-huh.
It's about five.
No, it's not bad. So, and a lot of people on those cruises?
About 2,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boats wow. are the I think all the boats have been sold out except for the one right after COVID stuff.
Gotcha. Understandable. So and then you as an artist play have a certain set of times that you play and
it's like a music festival on a boat basically, but there's instead of like different lineups every day, there's like a repeating sort of lineup. And so usually bands play two or three times throughout the duration of the cruise.
And the rest is just relaxing, huh?
Yep.
There's a lot of guest jams and,
yep.
And, you know, getting on stage with other people. And, we hosted our own kind of rec revival jam as well.
Oh, nice.
So there's a lot of different cool things that are happening apart from just the allotted show times and everything. And
great. Well, yeah. that sounds fun. And you're hoping to do it again this year or?
Yeah. We're doing another cruise this year that's been announced. Rock Legends.
The Rock Legends cruise.
There you go. 11th, you guys fit right in.
The 11th Rock Legends cruise.
We're in February.
Where's that going?
It's Miami. I don't remember where.
I think it's Dominican Republic.
Is it Puerto Plata again?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
But it's like Sammy Hagar and Billy Gibbons and who else did they? They just announced the second half of the lineup, and it's really stacked. We're really honored to be a part of that boat's lineup. And all these cruises, for the most part, they always happen right at the beginning of the year, which is good for us, too, because we're usually around.
Okay.
The cruises usually start our tour season. It's like that's the first.
Okay. So it's like before like summer festival season and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
so it's
cruise season.
Yeah, cool. let's see. We got we still got like 20 minutes left. You guys want to play another? Or you want to play another on the record?
Yeah. Let's play another on the record.
Let's play the. you know that's yeah. What would you like to play?
How about Bring Me Back Home Again?
All right.
There you go.
It's a cut with Kevin Shirley this last December. And also, fun fact is that's the first thing we cut with our new keyboard player, Jake.
Oh, okay.
Abernathy. Yeah.
Yep, Jake Abernathy.
Yeah. Okay.
Also co-written by our good buddy,
yep.
Ian Colin.
That's true.
Shout out to Ian.
Yep.
He plays in a band called Sega Genocide that plays every Friday night at the Wayfair in Costa Mesa.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Okay, so let's play Bring Me Back Home Again. This is Robert, John, and the Wreck, and let's see if I hit all the right buttons.
All these days they drift with the rise of the sun. As you wait till the days are done, all I fear is the pain, time and time again. All that
crazy. I'll be with you till the end.
Oops, I panned down just a little early on that, but that's a nice ending. Bring Me Back Home Again, and that was Robert John and the Wreck, and they are actually sitting right in front of me.
Hello.
And most of them are awake.
Mostly. Most of us are mostly awake.
Mostly awake. Yeah, so we have Robert John, we have Henry James, and we have Warren
Merle.
Merle, and those would be the leader, the lead guitar player, and the bassist for Robert John and the Wreck. And I really do appreciate you guys coming down and getting up so early in the morning to come and entertain us. And
yeah.
We do want everybody out there listening to go and get your tickets at the Coach House for their coming up show, which is on Friday the 14th. Get those tickets because they're going quick. And we know that for sure. So, you don't have much time. Well, what else would you like to do? You got 15 minutes, folks, to call in if you want to talk to Robert John the Wreck. That's 949-715-5936. So, get on the stick, get on the phone.
Give us a call.
And if you live in town and you're listening, our very own Henry James is going to be playing right across the street from where we are tomorrow night.
Sorry, I forgot.
Okay.
At the Seahorse.
It's funny because we're looking right at it right now, and I'm like,
there
hey.
It is. It's right there.
Hey, I'm going to be there.
I'm going to do some acoustic stuff there tomorrow night, which may or may not actually include some Robert John the Wreck songs in and of itself.
Cool. So Wednesday night, Henry
James.
That
is tomorrow night. Yep, 7:30 to 10:30. I'll be doing some
Some
acoustic tunes and some loopy soloing goodness.
You know, that's something I want to learn how to do is loop with a
I'm still learning how to do it.
It's not easy.
I mess up loops all the time and I have to start over and go like, oh, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah,
it wasn't my fault.
Well, thank you, Robert, for reminding me of Henry's gig.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got a couple chances to see this awesome guitar player tomorrow night at the Seahorse and then also Friday night at the Coach House.
That's right.
With Robert John and the Wreck. All right, so would you guys like to play another? Would you like to do it? He's pointing at the computer. So guess what? What are we going to play?
What do you got up there?
Everything.
Why don't you pick a song?
Oh.
Yeah. You pick whatever song you feel everyone needs to hear right now.
All right. Well, I'm going to pick this one. And this is actually the title track of your last album? Shine a Light on Me, Brother.
That's the last original full-length record. Yeah.
That's right. So the others that you've been putting out are EPs so far, right? And then you've got the collection of singles. Are you going to make that into an LP?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's what's being released on August 4th, which you can pre-order right now if you...
What's the name of the album?
It's called Ride Into the Light.
Ride Into the Light.
Yeah. And...
Okay.
Yeah, talk about a lot about the light in this band.
Yeah.
And lights.
It's all about light.
Everything's about light.
We try to get away from the darkness.
Well, yeah. And of course, you're always in the light on stage, right? So, okay, let's play this one. This is called Shine a Light on Me, Brother. Shine a light on me, brother. That's Robert John on the Wreck. Yeah, you've been listening to KXFM, in case you didn't know. We're the home of Human Craft Radio, 104.7 on the FM dial. That is if you're cruising down street here in Laguna, or if you have one of those FM radios at home. But you can also stream us worldwide at kxfmradio.org or download a mobile app. Take us wherever you go. I'm John Ford. This is AM in the AM, which I'm calling it for now. And for as long as I last here, I'm having a great time. And, tomorrow, Ida Mae and Tommy J are going to be on in the morning. And, oops, I'll put on your mics.
Nice.
And then on Friday morning, Greg Friedman does a mix of music and talk. And so that's what we got going during the, wait a minute, did I say Thursday? Oh, Thursday. I left out Thursday. Steve Reed, who normally does the Coast Highway Shuffle on Sunday mornings, is in here on Thursday mornings with his buddy Brian. So you got the Brian and Steve show, and they play a lot of interesting music. I kind of like their show. So what else we got? We don't have a whole lot of time left. So what I want to do, you guys, is let's run down your contact social media accounts and all that kind of stuff. How do the people out there get clued in on where you're going to be and what you're doing?
Well,
anybody.
You can follow us.
I figured Warren would take that one.
You can follow us at Robert John and the Rec. That's J-O-N, no H, on Facebook or Instagram. I think we also have a Twitter and possibly even a TikTok if you're that hip. But we pretty much primarily post on our Instagram and our Facebook. We also have an email list. If you're really into the band, you get direct emails that keeps you in the loop with everything that we're doing. And we have a lot of stuff going on. We have much more music coming out, and we have a ton of tour dates. We are road warriors, and we're always we're always working on something. So please follow us. Stay in touch. Comment, like, subscribe, share us with your friends.
And, hit that subscribe button down at the bottom there and the bell.
Yeah. We'll be headed overseas at the end of this month. A couple festivals out there in Germany and the UK and Spain. So if you have any friends that you want to tell them to go to, you can tell them.
Where are you playing in Spain?
We're playing at the Isla del Blues Festival in San Fernando, Spain.
San Fernando's in the north or the south?
Honestly, I don't know.
I think it's southeast.
It's on the western part of Spain.
Yeah, see, we don't know where we're going.
Well, see.
But I just know that it leans toward the western. That's about all I know.
We just get on a plane and then we get off a plane.
It's by the ocean.
There's something to be said for that. I mean, and it's always something new for you, you know? That's great.
And then we'll be back home, and we're playing the Mammoth Bluesapalooza, which is a lot of fun. And big shout out to John Hampton and Rich Sherman.
Yeah, at Hampton Productions and Omega Events.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great lineup, and we're excited for that. So if anyone likes mountains without snow, it's beautiful up there.
Yeah.
And the lineup is stacked. I don't have it in front of me right now. So. But it's snow.
It's going to be awesome.
It's
going to be fun.
A ton of amazing, amazing great bands. So come party with us in the mountains.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. We've been chatting with Robert John on the Rack, and gosh, what a good time. You guys sound amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really, I mean, it is, I got another comment from one of my other sisters saying that they're rocking out with us. I got four sisters, so I mean, they just.
So we're the two down, two to go.
Yeah that's right. okay, so we'll play one more to play us out of this hour, and I really appreciate you coming down.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure.
Go watch Robert John the Wreck at the Coach House on Friday night. Get your tickets fast.
Yeah, see everybody there.
All right, I'm going to play something called Oh Miss Carolina.
There you go.
Banger.
Banger. Here we go. You've been listening to AM in the AM, and this is Robert John the Wreck, Oh Miss Carolina.
place that we begin.